Johnson Production Group presents. It is nighttime and raining as an African-American woman sits in her car typing a text, leaving the hospital now. Then, looking towards the back seat, she climbs out of her dark SUV. Closing the door, she walks around to the back of her car. Opening the hatch, she inspects the contents of the back compartment. Suddenly, a hooded man lurking nearby wearing black rushes up and confronts her. She flails wildly, but the man dumps her in the back of the SUV. He then closes the hatch. Ocean waves crash onto shore as the title appears. Wrath, a seven deadly sins story. 6 weeks earlier, the woman interrogates a man in a downtown Seattle courtroom.
If it pleases the court, in front of you is an email from you to Mr. Brooks dated August 16th of last year. Could you read it aloud, sir?
I don't have my reading glasses.
She takes a file folder and begins to read.
Tim, if you think you're going to get one more penny out of me for the Bixicorn hard drives after I've already laid out $2 million, you are expletive dreaming. Push this any further and you'll be explaining to the expletive cops how you managed to steal them in the first place. Now, I've omitted a few choice words, but those are your words, sir. Think clearly before you answer. I'd like to remind you that you are under oath.
The man's lip trembles. Later, on the phone outside the courtroom...
I'd toot my own horn, too, if it wasn't such a slam dunk. A first-year law student would have got a settlement.
Not for $147 million.
$200 would have been better.
Chastity, you're awesome.
And we are hitting the clubs tomorrow night to celebrate on you.
Yeah, right. I have a huge deposition to prepare for. You know I have to be flawless, right?
Chastity, you're gonna flame out if you keep up this pace. You need a drink or two in you and a dirty dance with a hot guy.
But I already have a man in my life. I'm about to go pick him up now.
At doggy daycare.
And there he is, Duncan. There's my little guy. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Come on.
Elsewhere in a condo.
Roxanne, sweetheart.
Would you let me by?
Dark-haired Roxanne pushes the man aside.
Roxanne, don't you think this is a little bit of an overreaction? I just got upset. You know that's not me.
What's not you? That right there? Did your fist do that right next to my head, or am I remembering incorrectly?
I hurt myself, not you. You know I would never hurt you. Listen, baby, we're gonna get married. We're engaged. What, are you gonna throw that away for one bad night?
If it were one bad night?
She holds a diamond ring.
No.
Don't do that.
But we both know it's not just that.
She puts the ring on a side table under the fist hole in the drywall. The next day, wearing a suit jacket, the man walks into his office where another man waits.
Hey, man. What are you doing in my office?
Just checking in.
The man sits down.
You still on for racquetball? Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Buddy, I mean, you gotta treat her like she's dead and move on.
It's just hard, man.
Look, best thing to do is get back on the horse. Nothing makes you forget about a woman better than another woman.
Yeah. I guess.
In a downtown nightclub, people dance to a DJ's beats as the lawyer wearing a suit and her friend wearing a black cocktail dress stride up to the bar.
Oh, there you go.
Bang your gavel. Melanie, you gotta stop. I told you I'd only come up for one drink. I'm having one drink.
What happened to you? You used to be the one dragging me out to the club.
Oh, Melanie, nothing happened, but the road to partner isn't paved with club hopping.
Well, I went through med school and started to practice and still had time for this.
A wedding.
What happened to the modern woman who wanted it all?
Melanie, I still want it all. It's just that the only name change I need is my name on that door at the office.
Okay. Okay. But, I can open doors for you, too. Watch this. Trust me.
Don't do that.
Oh. Hi there.
Melanie taps a man's shoulder.
Hi. Let me ask you something.
Hi.
Isn't my friend here uncommonly beautiful?
Roxanne's ex stands up.
I'd actually say that you were underestimating things.
She's brilliant, too. Big-time lawyer.
Oh, wow. I'm a lawyer, too.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Theron Smith. I don't know about big-time.
Yeah, it's big-time.
Well, then, I'll leave you two to cross-exam.
Oh, gosh. Okay, take care, Annie. Here, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be. I wouldn't have had the nerve to come up and talk to you. What firm are you with?
I'm with Garvey Lobel, but I won't be there long if I don't get back.
Get back to my desk. Let me guess. Deposition.
How did you know that?
I didn't, but I know what it's like trying to get everything perfect. It's tough measuring up when the bar is so high.
You have a tough time measuring up? I find that hard to believe.
Well, why don't you give me some time and maybe I can convince you beyond a reasonable doubt.
I'm here to have one drink with an old friend.
Now you got a new friend. So, let's have one more drink, huh? Maybe I can make my case.
Turning to the bartender, he orders more drinks. Later, they settle into a couch near a fireplace.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh, my gosh.
That is so lame.
Well, jokes about lawyers are lame. Lame and mean if you tell them right. Okay, you're next. Go ahead.
Okay. How does a defense attorney sleep at night?
Oh, I remember hearing this one. How is it again?
They lie on their left side.
And
they lie on their right side. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, listen, I've got to get going. Did you know it's after 1 a.m.?
Well, I knew that, but I wasn't about to tell you.
Oh, I got to get going.
All right, you knew this was coming. Give me your number.
Xavier, it was wonderful meeting
Don't
you.
Tell me that.
I know. Well, no, seriously. I'm just not into the dating thing. I'm so swamped at work, and it's just really hard right now.
How about this? Take your number, go to my phone, and I will try to call you once. No more than 3 times. If I get voicemail, I promise I'll delete you. But at least this way you won't have any regrets.
I'm a lawyer. I should know better. But okay.
Elsewhere, it is daytime as a ferry moves through the water near expensive homes of an island community. One of them sits perched over a cove with a rocky beach. Inside, a raven-haired woman in her 60s reads the newspaper by a fireplace at the dining room table. A car pulls up outside. It's the female lawyer who won her case yesterday. Getting out, she steps onto the stone entranceway of the house.
Hey!
Walking inside, she hugs the older woman.
I'm so glad you're here,
Mama.
Baby. You're early.
I know. I made good time.
I thought you were coming on the 6 o'clock ferry.
Well, maybe I was driving a little fast.
Okay. I'm making your favorite.
I'm excited. Where's the birthday boy?
He is in the living room.
Okay, I'll be right in there. Come on, Duncan, let's go see him.
She enters the room.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Hey! There she is.
They hug warmly.
Oh, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I brought you a little something.
You didn't have to do that.
Oh, open it.
He pulls a bottle of wine out of the bag.
Brown Estate Special Selection, Cab. Well, that must have put you back a pretty penny.
Well, I won a big case the other day, so I wanted to splurge.
Well, that kind of loss certainly does pay, doesn't it?
Most law does. Just thought you'd like it.
I do. Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay. I'm gonna put Duncan downstairs.
In the kitchen.
Before you say anything, you know he didn't mean it.
Yes, he did, Mama. He just couldn't resist.
You know, your dad respects what you do. It's just that sometimes feels like you want your life to be...
I want my life to be what, Mom?
Well, maybe the opposite of what he does.
It's like he thinks he walks on water. The noble defense attorney advocating for the downtrodden. He gets paid too, very well. So I don't understand why he thinks my law is less virtuous than his.
In his defense, he's always cared more about justice than two big corporations fighting it out.
Jeez, Mom, you sound like him.
I just want to explain his thought process. I've been with that man for many years now.
Maybe you can help expand his thought process. Get him to see that when I help corporations settle disputes, that's justice too.
Well, he's right there in the living room. Why don't you go tell him yourself?
Mom, I came to celebrate his birthday, not argue with the brick wall.
Really? You need to read your Bible. Honor thy father and mother. This is still your father's house.
I know. I read that part of the scripture too, Mom. You know, it also says, and ye fathers, provoke your children not to wrath.
I think mine would fit better on a coffee mug.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm gonna take this call. I'll be right back.
She walks into the next room.
Oh, hello. Welcome to King's Pizza. How can I help you?
Wow, you answered. And after only one call, I gave you such an easy out. You know what this means, right?
This means that you called at the right time to rescue me from my parents.
Well, I guess it means I have great timing. I'm taking you to dinner tonight.
Well, I'm actually out of town, so you're gonna have to dine alone.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm taking you to dinner tomorrow night.
Well, we can go for a drink one on Friday night. It's only because you called at the right time.
Chastity, this is your local police. We've traced the calls coming from inside your house. You better get out of there now.
My gosh, Xavier, you're so corny. Right, I gotta go, but we good?
We good.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Xavier hangs up, gazing out the window. Later, Chastity walks into a lounge wearing a glamorous golden dress. Her long, dark hair flows over her shoulders as she finds Xavier at the bar.
Wow. That's not a dress. That is a lawsuit.
Stop it.
Hey, so I was thinking maybe we can track down that food truck later, Sushi Wan. If you haven't had it, let me tell you, it is.
Xavier, I said one drink.
I just thought maybe you'd be hungry later.
I bet I know what else you thought. Think again, friend.
At Xavier's condo, they roll around in bed under the covers. Xavier rolls over onto his back with Chastity at his side.
What is your secret?
I exfoliate 5 to 6 times a week, but then I do this avocado facial peel. That's incredible. We're not talking my complexion, are we?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
It's just that I don't do this.
I won't tell anyone if you won't.
They kiss passionately. Sometime later, Chastity is wearing her dress again, sneaking towards the door, holding her shoes. Shirtless, Xavier stands in the kitchen.
Hey. What's this? You heading back to the club?
No, it's getting late.
Listen, if you think I was in this just for a quick roll, it's not my style.
Well, of course, I didn't assume that.
I like you. I want to keep seeing you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be one of those nice guys I've heard tales about.
The legends are true. And if you let this one get away, you can't go crying to your friends in 10 years saying all the good ones are taken.
Wrapping her arms around him, they kiss.
I gotta go.
The sun rises and falls as time passes. Now at nighttime, Xavier and Chastity share red wine by the fire pit on his condo's patio.
That's so good. Wait, you're trying to get me drunk.
Well, I guess whatever does attract, right? What does that look?
It's just that you did all of this. You went this far to celebrate. I haven't celebrated a 1 month anniversary since I was a freshman in high school.
Are you kidding me? You don't celebrate 1 month anniversaries?
Who does that? Who does that?
I celebrate every special occasion, and that certainly is one of them. When's your birthday?
December 15th.
Come on.
Yeah, it's December 15th.
You're not going to believe this.
Pulling out his wallet.
I've got to show you.
His birth date on his driver's license.
If we are not meant to be in the book of fate.
December 15th.
Both lawyers. Same birthday. Wow.
Wow.
Whoa. And it appears the angels are on board.
Xavier puts his arm around Chastity, who cuddles in close.
Is that as a sign from up above? I mean, actually?
She smiles, resting her head on Xavier's chest. Sometime later, it's late as Chastity works at her desk. A text chimes on her phone. It's Xavier. How's my baby? She types, crazy busy, I'll call you back, then turns back to her computer. She puts her phone on speaker.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Can I get you some food? Bring you down something?
No, I'm good. I'm just kind of under the gun. They pushed the court date of the WGI case. We lost a witness. Oh, we're scrambling.
Well, Maybe two lawyers are better than one.
Huh? You have any extra work you want to source out? I'm happy to help.
Oh, really? That's much appreciated, Xavier. But I'm going to be non-existent for the next week. You're going to have to live without me.
Xavier's face darkens.
You there?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Is there anything else wrong?
No, it's just that I'm insanely busy. Listen, I'll call you when I'm out of the weeds, okay?
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
With a solemn expression, Xavier hangs up, dropping his phone on the counter. Later, it's daytime. Chastity walks with Xavier downtown, each of them carrying a shopping bag.
You're crazy if you don't think that belongs in a frame on my wall.
No.
Let me see it. Look at this. No. It's amazing.
And that was the first time I ever painted something in my life.
That was the first time you... Okay, it's definitely going to go on my refrigerator. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, great. You can have it.
She hands him her bag as they walk arm in arm down the street.
Oh. Let's go. Dance in the park.
That's probably the wine talking.
Yes, and it's the wine telling me that we need to dance in the park.
Okay.
Let's go dance.
They waltz onto a boardwalk jutting into the harbor.
Wait, I have on heels.
All right. Have a seat.
Okay. Oh.
As Chastity sits on a bench, Xavier looks down at her, smiling.
Oh, what the hell, I'm going for it.
He drops to one knee.
What's happening here?
Marry me.
Yeah, sure.
She stands up.
I'm serious. Let's get married.
No, you're not.
What if I told you I was?
Oh, my gosh.
Look, Chastity, just never connected with anyone like I have with you.
That's really sweet, but...
You don't have to answer me right away. Just think about it. You know, we could stay engaged for as long as we want. And we don't have to get married right away, obviously. I know what I got here. I know after only 8 days of being away from you, a real mistake would be letting you go.
And the answer to all this is getting married? When did this occur to you?
What if I told you I've been thinking about it for a week?
I'd say you need to get your head examined.
Well, I clearly just came up with it right now. But it doesn't mean I'm not serious.
This is epically romantic. But no more wine for you.
At least I'd let you know how I felt.
I'm so glad you did. And I'm glad you're in my life.
Right.
Okay.
They kiss. Later, Xavier walks Chastity home.
Will you call me when you get home?
She walks up the stairs to her door, opens it, and heads inside. Lingering momentarily at the base of the staircase, Xavier then strides away. Later, it's dark as Xavier stands on the boardwalk, looking out over the inky water. Pulling the jewelry box out of his overcoat pocket, he opens it. The diamond ring inside shimmers in the dim light before he pitches it over the handrail and into the water below. Cast in distant lights from the nearby boats, Xavier's face looks eerie, half his face bathed in red light. Scowling, he walks away. Meanwhile, at home, Chastity has changed into her pajamas. As she pours herself a cup of tea over her shoulder in the kitchen window, Xavier suddenly appears through the glass. Unseen, he stands for a moment, staring at Chastity with a sinister expression, before moving away. During the day, Chastity sits alone in a restaurant looking at her phone. A bearded man approaches.
You wouldn't know a guy by the name of Roger Dompkins, would you? You just skipped out on his check.
Roger? Oh my God!
She jumps up and hugs him.
What are you doing here?
I'm not a total rube. I get to the big city every now and then.
Okay, sit. Talk to me.
Chest.
He takes a seat.
Look at you looking like a zillion bucks.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe I'm seeing you. I mean, what has it been, 7 or 8 years?
Easy. Actually, I run into your folks a lot back at home. I hear you're doing really well.
I'm doing all right. What have you been up to? What? No, don't answer that. Mom told me that you're in business for yourself.
I am. Businessman.
That's so, so good. I'm happy for you.
She sifts through her purse.
I don't know why I put anything in this purse. It takes me 3 years to find anything.
She tosses a small spray can on the table.
So you wouldn't need that pepper spray if you stuck with the karate, young lady.
Well, have you seen what my neighborhood has turned into, young man? Please give me your phone and email.
And email.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Xavier spots them from outside.
Date of birth, height, weight.
Need my social too?
Absolutely. I do background checks.
Some things don't change.
Xavier approaches.
Oh, Xavier. Hey. I would love for you to meet an old friend of mine.
How you doing? Roger Thompson.
Hi.
We grew up together, home in Wavecrest.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know what? I gotta go, but keep in touch.
I will, and please send me pictures of the new place.
Nice seeing you, Chaz.
Oh, so good to see you.
You too.
All right.
Roger walks away.
Oh, my gosh!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
Xavier sits down.
Spoil the reunion.
Oh, no.
Chaz?
Stop it, Xavier. You're right on time. I'm starving.
Listen, I was thinking... Maybe later we can go check out that museum you were talking about. What do you think?
I was kind of thinking something different.
Xavier smiles. Later, Xavier joins Chastity in the shower. Standing behind her naked body, he kisses her, then nuzzles her neck and shoulders. Afterwards, wearing one of Xavier's dress shirts, Chastity straddles him on the couch while kissing him passionately.
A little bit more warning next time you get so enthusiastic. I'm gonna have to have my cardio regime in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I needed a stress reliever. Oh, no. Big time.
I am more than happy to oblige. Big time.
He grabs two glasses of champagne.
Thank you.
They settle back into the couch.
Sorry I was late earlier. They'd sent this accidental email at work, and I had to do some fancy footwork to get out of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I fixed it, but it could have been bad.
The unforgiving sin button.
That's right.
They both sip from their glasses.
You at least had your buddy there to keep you company, huh?
Oh, yeah, I was so surprised.
What does he do, anyway? What's his name again?
Roger.
Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Roger, right.
He owns a karate dojo, and in fact, that's how we met when we were kids. We took the same karate class.
You took karate?
Yes,
oh.
I did. And wow. I am a green belt, so if anybody should be bullying you or bothering you, call me.
Yes, there is one. It's a guy in accounting. He keeps on stealing my juice box.
Well, karate was the extracurricular activity my father insisted on, but it didn't stick. Roger kept going, and we stayed friends.
Just friends, or maybe a little bit more?
Okay, well, maybe we dated for a year in high school.
Oh.
He's a small-town guy, and I'm a big city girl. Wasn't gonna last.
What if the circumstances were different? What if you never left the small town, or he was in the big city, then what?
Then, of course, we'd be married with 10 kids.
Holding a chocolate-covered strawberry, Xavier looks at her.
I know you're not the jealous type.
No, I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous at all. It's just that I could tell he's still into you.
Oh, no. No, you could not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he's...
I'm telling you, I can see it.
Whatever.
It's all right there in the eyes.
What, are you psychic now?
No, I'm not psychic. People don't... realize how much they give away with their eyes and their facial expressions, that's all.
She puts his glass aside.
Well, what are my eyes saying now?
That you want round two.
You do have a gift.
She mounts him once again. Later, in a booth at a restaurant with Melanie and another man.
No, that was a perfect ending to that movie.
Oh, no, it was depressing.
Yeah, but it was real. If she got on that train, it would have been a cheese.
No, you know, the ending was okay, but something about the priest not being able to
see anything? Or was he blind, or what was it? He didn't know anything about it.
Oh, speaking of priests, did you get the invite to Joanne's baby's christening?
Oh, I did, and I'm dreading it, but because I know it's going to be a big production. You know, my family, we just kind of do the family thing, and we just move on.
Well, you know, to me, it's not a christening unless you smash a champagne bottle or something.
Oh, well, baby's heads are too soft for that guy.
Well, obviously, we put a helmet on them.
Y'all are definitely made for each other.
True. Can I have a piece of cake?
Absolutely.
Are you religious, Xavier? Can I ask?
Yeah, you can ask. I'm of the undecided denomination.
Really? Are you an atheist?
Well, agnostic. I'm going to need a little bit more evidence before I take it to the jury. How about you, Chastity?
I'm not the big church goer that I once was, but I still believe the broad strokes. The Ten Commandments, seven deadly sins.
Well, you all can keep your Ten Commandments. I'm gonna go with the deadly sins. They sound like more fun, right?
Well, here is to gluttony.
The two men and two women walk in pairs outside.
An agnostic? Your parents are gonna love that.
Oh, let them think what they want. Not everybody was raised in the church.
Are we at the meet the parents stage?
Am I nuts? But is he a great catch?
He ticks off every box I can see. Again, not to get ahead of ourselves, but do you think he's a marrying type?
If anyone is, he is. Did I tell you he proposed a few weeks ago?
No, you most certainly did not.
He got on one knee, girl.
Just he.
Okay, he was drunk. That was cute. He was drunk.
Okay, is it just me or is that crazy cuckoo?
It was impulsive. He's so romantic. He's so embarrassed by it still. I don't even bring it up.
Oh my lordy lord.
The next day, in a boardroom downtown.
I don't know. I don't exactly know what happened, but I sent the email and then I realized that I forgot to take her off CCs. I realized it was an idiotic mistake and I tried to fix it.
Trying to fix it was the idiotic mistake. You should have come to us first. But you were more concerned with covering your own ass than following protocol, and now we have this huge mess.
You're right. You're absolutely right, and I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Not with this client. You're off the case.
No. That's too far. You can't be serious.
You know, we bear some of the responsibility ourselves on this. You just weren't ready for something this delicate. If it comes between losing this client and losing you, we are not losing this client.
Xavier looks down at the floor.
You have anything else you want to say for yourself?
Later, he walks to his glass-walled office with a view. He paces the floor, looking out into the hallway anxiously. He answers a video call from Chastity.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about we start that again?
I'm sorry, baby. I'm just having a day.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. You know you can tell me anything.
No. It'll just upset me all over again.
Well, would a home-cooked meal help?
Immensely.
Perfect. I'll order up some Thai.
Later, Chastity is on a video call.
Like that? So what do you think?
Oh my gosh, Roger, your new place looks amazing. I can't wait to come visit. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. I'm just getting started.
Listen, Xavier is here, so I've got to go, but we'll talk soon. Hey!
Xavier joins her on the couch.
Hey.
Oh, you're quite tense.
Yeah, I told you I had a rough day. Chastity, why is it that I'm always finding you yucking it up with your ex?
What do you mean, always? Come on, it's only been like two times.
You're telling me you only talked to him these last two times?
Okay. Let's set an early relationship rule here. We're not going to take out our office problems on each other.
Office problems? I'm not talking about office problems. I'm talking about you striking up again with your ex.
She stands up.
You're not actually jealous.
Xavier stands, facing her.
Do not talk to me that way. It's a perfectly reasonable takeaway.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take that away if I walked in on you talking to somebody that you said you dated for a second in high school.
A second?
Yeah, I mean...
He steps towards her.
Oh, my God.
A second? You said you dated him for like a year or something.
Listen, you're obviously not in the state of mind to have a rational conversation.
Man, I hate that.
Hate what?
That I want you to be rational?
I hate that you assume that I'm not just because I'm upset.
You're upset about something irrational. Look, why don't we just call this a night where you can go home and get some sleep and have some distance
Please,
from the day?
Don't dismiss me. You were the one that invited me over here.
That was before you accused me of running around on
you. So what are you going to do?
Kick me out?
I'm going to ask you to leave. Please.
That's a good idea, actually.
I think so.
I'm going to get out of your hair. Why don't you,
He grabs her phone.
Why don't you do me a favor? Call your best friend Roger back. Talk to him all damn night.
He smashes it on the floor.
Good luck.
Then walks out. Chastity drinks a toast with colleagues.
Cheers.
Should really be proud of the work you have done. I mean, we really came through with this one.
Excuse me, miss?
Yes.
This is from the gentleman at the bar.
Chastity looks up, spotting Xavier, who waves.
Excuse me for a moment.
Carrying a cell phone box wrapped with a bow, Chastity walks over to him.
Chastity.
How did you even know I was here?
Lucky guess.
I appreciate the gesture, but I'll replace the phone.
About the other night, I just wanted to,
Listen, it's okay. I know you didn't mean it. All is forgiven, but I think we should leave things the way they are and let's just go our separate ways.
She leaves.
I'm a survivor of child abuse.
Chastity turns around.
And that's not meant to be an excuse by any means, but just to let you know that why sometimes I behave irrationally. Look, I've avoided therapy my entire life, but after the other night, I realized that I'm going to need some if I'm going to get any better. Having you in my life as a friend wouldn't be so bad either.
Turning to the bar, Xavier takes a drink. Moving slowly, Chastity takes a seat next to him.
Tell me.
Putting down his drink, Xavier sits down, facing Chastity.
Well, so my mom had me when she was very young, and she just couldn't handle keeping a job and raising a young son.
So she abused you?
No. I love my mom. But, she had to leave town for a bit to get herself set up better, and she left me with my grandma. She was a very angry person, my grandma. And then my mother died. For years, I had to put up with that. That monster. I'm telling you, that does things to you. I eventually got away. I buried myself in the books. That got me scholarships, got me through college, and eventually law school, so my brain's good, just my soul that's broken.
I understand.
That's all that I was hoping for.
But you do need therapy.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And you can't ever let yourself get the way you did the other night. I won't stick around for that.
Does this mean you're keeping the phone?
Chastity reaches for the phone in a box wrapped with red ribbon.
For now. But I don't give third chances. I mean it.
I know.
Standing up, they kiss. They hold each other in a warm embrace.
It's okay.
On another day, they share a video call from their respective offices.
Feels good to finally be the hero over here after such a long time in the doghouse.
Oh, you saved the day, baby.
They just merely underestimated my greatness is all.
Chastity? Lewis wants to see you in his office.
Okay, just give me 1 minute.
He said right now.
All right. Okay, babe, I gotta go. I gotta call you back.
Later, at home.
Junior partner?
That's me. Say it again.
Junior partner on her way to senior partner.
Now that sounds so good.
10 more years, you're gonna be running the joint.
All right, how am I gonna do that at the White House?
I don't know how you're going to get enough votes for the White House carrying around that ratty-ass briefcase.
Ratty-ass briefcase? Now, that was a gift from my father.
For what, your fifth birthday? Come on. You gotta trade it in for something better, huh?
What, you or the briefcase?
Why would you say a thing like that? Have I not been the perfect yin to your yang?
Yes, you have, I'll admit.
Dipping a spoon into his pan.
Try this.
He holds it out and Chastity tastes it.
Mmm. Mmm. Now we're talking.
And I cook?
Mm-hmm. You can. Mmm.
You know, I was so...
Mmm.
I was wondering if you would like to have dinner with me and my father.
Really?
He's coming into town next week. I was thinking that it's time. Don't you?
Yeah. I do.
They move close. Later, in a swanky downtown restaurant.
Oh, wow. I mean, Chastity never told me that her father was the Victor Jeffries.
Oh, I never told you that? I thought I did.
Come on now. It's not like I'm Thurgood Marshall over here.
I can't believe that I didn't put it together when we were first introduced.
Well, there's more than one attorney named Victor Jeffries, I'm sure.
None with your reputation, however. I mean, you smashed through boundaries where they were never broken before. I studied many of your cases in law school.
Hopefully the ones I won.
Are there any other kind?
Enough, sadly.
All right, I think you've inflated Dad's ego enough for one night.
Yes, I'd like to be able to fit my head through the door on my way out.
My apologies. Didn't mean to pour it on like that. Will you both excuse me for a moment?
Of course.
Xavier stands up. Watching Xavier leave, Victor scowls before turning to face Chastity.
So, do we like him?
He's very nice. He's a very smart young man.
But?
Why does there have to be a but?
Because we're getting pretty serious. And I could see us being together for a, well, a long time.
Well, you're a grown woman.
Yeah, I know that. I was just asking your genuine opinion of him. I know he's a nice guy. I know he's a smart guy. Come on, Dad.
Chastity, you're my daughter. I love you very much. And I think you'd be smart to move on from this man.
Go on, please.
He strikes me as a man of great style, but very little substance.
You know, I'm curious, Dad. Have there been any choices that I have ever made that have measured up to your standards?
This again?
Yes, this again. When I was just learning to stand, you thought I should already be walking. When I started walking, you thought I should already be running marathons.
You know better than to exaggerate when you're trying to make a case, Chastity.
We're not in a courtroom, Dad.
No, we're not. We're in the real world. You're my daughter. I knew you'd have to be better equipped than your competitors. So I tried to give you the equipment. And I also knew that for you to succeed, you'd have to work twice as hard and be twice as good. So I pushed you hard. And to whom much is given, much is required. So forgive me, Miss Junior Partner. But it seems to have worked out pretty damn good.
Outside, Chastity walks with Xavier.
Clearly it's something. Your mood went from a 10 to a 2 out of nowhere.
It's my father, but just please, let's drop it.
Okay, I would, but feels like you're taking it out on me.
How am I taking it out on you? I just don't want to talk about it.
This obviously has something to do with me. So it makes it at least partly my business.
It's nothing new, but I was just seeking approval from my father, and I didn't get it. End of story.
Approval of what? Me?
Yes, Xavier, but please don't take it personal. He's never approved of anything I've done.
Well, it's clear his approval means something to you. I mean, look, if he doesn't like me, fine. And I wish he did, but I'll live with it. But why does what he thinks about me matter to you so much? You know, his reputation isn't exactly spotless for all the polish.
Savior.
And I thought you were trying to make a name for yourself.
Listen, his approval does not matter to me.
You didn't say two words to me since we left the restaurant.
I'm angry at my father. I don't want to talk to anybody.
This is your problem, Chastity. This right here is the key to all of your problems.
Oh, here we go.
No, it all comes down to Daddy, doesn't it?
Xavier, you're walking close to the
edge. I'm walking close to the edge?
Yes, you are.
I think you are willing to sabotage what we have over your father's approval for just 1 second. And that's why you focus so much on your career over your personal life. So tell me, how's that going for you so far, Chastity?
I don't need you to be my armchair psychiatrist, okay? How about you worry about your mommy issues before you worry about me and my daddy issues?
You don't talk about it like that.
Excuse me,
you
Xavier,
understand me?
Get your hands
Stop
off
pulling
me.
Away from
me.
Pushing her down onto the road, a car screeches to a halt. Xavier jumps down to help her as the driver runs to their aid.
You okay?
In an emergency ward, Chastity sits on a bed with a bandage on her forehead, rubbing her neck. Xavier hustles in, carrying a shopping bag.
Right, I bear gifts from the all-night shop. Now,
a t-shirt.
There were only two choices, so not a lot. And you're definitely not the world's greatest grandpa. What do you think?
Yeah, this is supposed to fix things.
He folds the shirt, which reads, too hot to handle.
Chastity was an accident.
You shoved me into the street, and a car almost hit me.
You fell off the curb.
This is just not going to work.
Listen to me, Chastity.
I understand where your rage comes from, and I'm very sympathetic to that, but you cannot direct it at me.
But that's why I started therapy. If you would just give it some time.
I told you I am not giving you a third chance.
So what? Because this rule you set for yourself, you're going to throw every other damn thing away? I mean, a couple of hours ago, you were taking me to meet your dad, and now you're here, you're willing to break up for what? One lousy argument? What is the matter with you?
Look at you. Look at how furious you are getting. And it is more than anger. When you boil over, it turns into pure wrath. And that can't be my burden. I cannot let that be.
Chastity, please. This just happened, so everything is raw. I'm going to give you whatever time you need to gain perspective on this. You have to know I love you.
I know, but that's not enough.
Don't do this, Chastity.
Sorry. It's over. I'm sorry.
Xavier's jaw tightens. Reaching for his jacket and shopping bag, his eyes remain fixed on Chastity. As he leaves, he upends papers at the nurse's station.
Hey!
Chastity flinches, then hangs her head.
Oh, God.
Time passes. Water tumbles across rocks in a stream. Elsewhere, in a living room, a therapist sits across from Xavier.
And how about you? How are things?
I've been killing it at work lately. I thought not everything was back to normal. These guys, I'm telling you, they don't let me live down that one stupid mistake. I'm starting to think that I need to look for another job at a different firm. I don't know.
Do you equate their treatment of you as abandonment?
Abandonment? Really? Is there any other way to look at it? Of course it's abandonment.
I just think maybe it's not a very good fit for you there. Not every bad thing that happens should be a confirmation of your fears. Okay. What about,
Shrink language on me?
How about Chastity? Have you stopped trying to get in touch with her?
I only get voicemail. She doesn't return my calls or my texts. Just absolutely ridiculous, because I think she at least owes me a damn conversation after what happened. Doesn't she? I didn't mean to hurt her.
I think you need to take stock of where this obsession with her has gotten you.
Obsession?
Seriously. I'm not obsessed with her. I'm in love with her.
Okay, maybe so. But Xavier, she's not in love with you. Okay, you have to understand, it's her decision. She has every right to end things with you. And the healthiest thing you can do is to accept that and move on.
Xavier nods his head, smiles a tight smile, then stands up.
We're done here.
That night, Chastity sips on red wine while preparing dinner. She chats on video with Melanie.
I just had to say no. I'm a plastic surgeon who draws a line. I'm not about to make her face look like it's vacuum sealed.
Well, that kind of thing, it kind of sounds like a mental disorder if you ask me.
Too true, too true. Anyway, what about you?
Oh, girl, I'm good. I'm all right.
Is he still trying to call?
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
I am on your side, but I do feel sorry for him.
Me too, but that's the way it's got to be.
Xavier listens in using his laptop.
Do you still miss him?
Oh, of course I do. Sometimes, but I'm not about to be a woman in an abusive relationship.
Sorry, should I not have brought him up?
It's okay, you know, it's my mistake, but I've learned from it.
Well, if there's anything you need, I'm right here for you.
Chastity spills wine on her briefcase.
Oh, girl, I gotta go.
Oh, no.
He was right about one thing, is that I do need a new briefcase.
The next day at work, Chastity walks past the receptionist.
I've got a package for you.
Oh, wow. What is this box?
I don't know, but a messenger delivered it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chastity carries the large box into her office. Pulling off the top with a white bow attached, she finds a cream-colored shoulder bag with brown leather straps inside. Attached is a note, thinking of you. Frowning, Chastity pulls out her phone.
Hey, I guess you got it?
Yes, I got it. What is this about?
I just wanted to get your attention. Anyone can send flowers, right?
No. What is the briefcase about me? What did you do, bug my apartment?
What are you talking about?
I mean, I spilled wine on my briefcase last night, and by coincidence, this shows up.
Maybe it's a coincidence when it showed up, but we both know you were in need of a briefcase. We talked about this, sweetheart.
No. Something's going on. Xavier, I swear, if you did something like that, then I'm
going to... I missed you, all right? I thought the gesture would get you to talk to me. Maybe you'd agree to let me take you to dinner, that's all.
Xavier, it's over. Move on. And I'm asking you, do not call me again.
Hanging up, Xavier flings his phone to the floor. Standing, he sends file folders flying all over his office. Later, back at work, Chastity visits an IT guy.
So, yeah, you definitely got spyware all over this thing.
Really? How could spyware be on this? I have this with me all the time.
Yeah, it could have been a bunch of things, right? Download a file, something attached to an email. Also, nobody has their computer with them all the time. Somebody could have slipped a thumb drive into it. It takes, like, a couple seconds.
Okay, well, what would a person like this have access to?
All of it, everything on the computer.
What if I did a video call?
Look, if it happens on your screen, they'd be able to see it.
How can we prove who did it? Can we trace them?
How could we get pee out of a pool? No, look, this could have happened in the next office over or literally any boiler room on planet Earth. I would recommend you just wipe this thing totally clean.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. At home, Chastity sits on her couch, scratching her chihuahua, Duncan. A text from Xavier reads, "I just want to talk to you." Putting down her phone, Chastity turns her attention back to Duncan. More texts, "I miss you. Please don't ghost me." Once again, she tosses her phone aside. She puts Duncan down and dials a number on her phone. Closing up his dojo, Roger Tompkins pulls out his cell.
Well, look who it is.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, I have a question.
Shoot.
Why do you think I have such
bad judgment in men?
This is a trick question, because I'm somewhere on that list.
Oh, but that was in high school.
High school is where it all begins, right? Being honest, I feel all your troubles begin when you let me go.
You broke up with me.
Oh, I broke up with you.
Who
was the one who said, Roger, I'm going to Seattle and you're staying here. Things aren't going to work out.
And after I said that, you broke up with me.
Oh, you're such a lawyer.
He locks up his dojo.
What's bothering you, Chas?
I won't bore you with it.
Because I live a
various side in life, huh? Please, bore me.
The next day, they meet up at the public market, sitting as they look out over the water.
What are you talking about? See, you don't even know. Your dad loved you.
No,
he didn't. He did. He told me himself.
My dad told you he loved you.
Oh, no. But you know how your dad is. He didn't say those exact words, but he pulled me to the side one day, and he was like, Roger, you're a good guy, but you hurt my little girl.
Oh, my gosh. No, he did not.
I don't think he sounded like that. But shortly after you dumped me, I never took it personal. I always assumed his seal of approval was what did me in.
Had I known he liked you, that probably would have been enough.
Roger, you are a good man. And you even came all this way just to hear me complain.
Next time you come to the island and return the favor.
Sitting unseen outside a coffee shop, Xavier watches them.
Going.
As they embrace, Xavier seethes.
Thank you.
Sometime later, Chastity arrives at her dog's daycare.
I'm here to pick up my little friend.
Oh, he was already here.
Who was already here?
Your friend. Picked up Duncan like an hour ago.
No, what are you talking about?
Yeah, you texted me. Did you forget?
Travis shows her a message from her on his phone.
Wait, no!
She looks at her phone.
No, I can't make it, miss. Please allow my friend.
To pick up Duncan for me. A panicked look on her face, Chastity races out the door. At home, Chastity finds Xavier in the kitchen holding Duncan.
Xavier, what are you doing?
Just what it looks like. I picked up your dog for you.
Give him to me.
Just one second.
No, I've already called the police.
Oh. Chastity, you're making this bigger than what it is.
He holds Duncan over a steaming kettle.
Okay, you're right, but...
I just want you to talk to me. I stayed away, all right? It proved to you that I'm not some clinging lunatic.
Okay, Xavier, we're talking.
You haven't been fair to me, Chastity. Yeah, sure, I did a bad thing. But I don't think I deserve this.
We can't have a real conversation with you holding Duncan like that.
The fact that I'm holding him like this is the only reason why you're talking to me.
Xavier, I promise. You just give Duncan to me. We can sit a while. We can talk about this. We can work this out.
Just like I was saying to you.
He reaches out.
Person's eyes.
Then strokes her dark hair, running his thumb across her lips.
I know you're lying.
His fingers spread out over her neck and face.
That hurts me. And that makes me want to hurt you.
As his hand tenses, Chastity smiles, caresses it. She places her hand on his cheek. As he leans in for a kiss, she pepper sprays him.
Duncan.
Seizing Duncan from his arms, Chastity bolts for the door.
Chastity!
Squinting, Xavier gives chase. 12 hours later, Chastity has retreated to her parents' seaside home. She sits at the piano, singing.
Sing grace, how sweet the sound.
Her mother enters holding a cup of tea.
That saved a wretch.
Oops, tea, baby.
Thanks, Mom.
It's so nice to have you home, Chastity, despite the circumstances. How long do you plan on keeping what happened from your father, though?
I just don't want to give him another win right now on top of everything else.
Chastity, he's your father. He wants to know that you're safe.
Mom, I told you Xavier was arrested and charged with battery. I don't think he wants to throw his life away on me.
He's out on bail, though. We don't know what he's gonna do.
Well, that's why I got a restraining order.
It's just a piece of paper, baby.
Mom, what else do you want me to do? Xavier, he doesn't know I'm here, so I thought I could just recharge and reassess everything that's happened. And Melanie's gonna take good care of my dog till I get back.
Well, why don't you go to church with me tomorrow? We haven't done that in a while.
I'm so angry at God right now. He's all powerful. Why does he allow things like this to happen?
Why does God allow you to be such a successful attorney? When good things happen, do you always stop and thank God?
No.
Well, then if you don't thank him for the good things, then maybe don't blame him for the bad things. We have a choice whether we want to be good or bad. Some folks decide that they want to be bad. I blame them, not God.
I won't blame God, but I think he could have thought through things a little better.
Her mom nods as Chastity struggles to choke back her tears. At Wavecrest Dojo, Roger is teaching a karate class to a group of teens.
Front kick.
Yeah!
Side kick.
Yeah!
Roundhouse.
Yeah!
Alicia, great job. You're a real life beast. What do we say when a beautiful woman is approaching? Class dismissed.
Arriving, Chastity bows with the kids.
Great job today.
She walks in the dojo.
Oh, that's so sweet. So is that how you win all the girls over?
Just some wisdom from my sensei and his sensei before.
All right, Kung Fu. Where are you taking me to eat?
Before we go eat, I need you to do something for me first. Punch me with everything you got.
I've been waiting for this moment.
I'm serious. Punch me.
Roger, I don't want to do that.
Roger dodges her punch.
Try again.
He blocks her fist, then blocks her undercut.
Yeah, just what I thought. I'm gonna need some work.
Oh, yeah, right. I put up my belt a long time ago.
Well, you better get the dust off of it. Look, I'd rather you be prepared in case Romeo pop up again, okay?
Listen, the problems that I have with Xavier will not be solved through a karate fight.
Well, wise philosopher once said, it's better to know. And if you need to use it, you could use it. If you don't, then don't. It's muscle memory. You know that. Too late for your pepper spray. What you gonna do?
She knees him in the groin.
I'm so sorry.
No, that was good.
Are you coming over?
Later at her parents' place, Chastity and Roger load donations for the church into an SUV.
All right, Miss Sarah. I think that's enough cans for this box. Don't want it too heavy.
What? You're supposed to be a strong karate man. You can't carry a box?
I could put it in the truck, but somebody scrawny like you may have to take it off at the church.
Hold up.
Yeah.
You too.
What?
I'm just having a deja vu about when you were teens and used to take jabs at each other to cover how sweet you were on each other.
Mm.
And then I catch you out back in a lip lock.
That'll do, Mom. It's enough.
Y'all thought I didn't know what was going on, huh?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to finish loading the trunk, okay? I didn't hear none of that.
Thanks, Mom.
They head inside. Elsewhere, Xavier plays racquetball with his colleague from the law firm.
I know what I did wrong. She just needed more time to think things through, that's all. You put your hands on her. You broke into her house. That's the kind of crap crazy people do. You're in big trouble, all right? You were arrested. You're on forced leave from the firm. You're lucky they don't fire your ass. Not to mention maybe losing your law license. Get your head out of your ass, all right? It's over. She doesn't want you.
If that's the way it is, I'm cool with that. Just don't call me crazy.
He grabs the ball.
Bye, sir.
It's nighttime as Chastity spars with shirtless Roger at his dojo.
There we go. Okay? Come on.
Chastity unleashes a combination of lefts and rights, which Roger blocks.
There we go. There we go. Just like riding a bike.
Yeah, but I didn't land any of those hits I was trying to throw.
I'm a fifth-degree black belt. Nobody's landing those. Ordinary joke, you're in big trouble, though.
They take a bench in the dojo observation gallery.
But that was fun. I won't be too hard on myself. It was fun.
Should have stuck with it.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe you should have stuck with me, too.
I agree.
Well, with that being said, maybe you should practice law over here at the island. Move back over. We'll pick back up where we left off.
How about you move to the city and open up a dojo there?
I like it here.
I like it there. But
she straddles him.
I'm here now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, get over here.
As they begin to kiss, Chastity puts her arms over Roger's bare shoulders. They roll off the bench and onto the floor. Xavier smooths spackle over the hole he made in the wall from his fist. Tossing the spreader to the floor, he punches the wall once again. Walking over to his couch with an open laptop sitting on the coffee table, Xavier places his hands on his forehead. He then leans over his laptop keyboard, his eyes focused on the screen. Logging onto a cloud login website, Xavier types in Chastity's login credentials, Chazzy J, along with a password, 3RAN586. He then encounters a splash page for Chastity's email, schedule, photos, and online drive, as well as Find My iPhone. He clicks it, which reveals Chastity's iPhone location on a map. A darkly devious look comes over Xavier's face. Elsewhere, Roger leads Chastity into a park where a crowd watches fireworks in the night sky.
Got you some VIP tickets, front of the row.
So sweet. He can be real sweet.
Rare.
They cuddle as fireworks explode above. Chastity smiles with delight as she clutches Roger's arm. Suddenly, looking to her left, her smile vanishes. Watching a short distance away, Xavier leans against a tree.
Roger!
What?
Xavier's here!
Who?
Xavier! He's right there!
Come on.
Roger strides through the crowd.
Hey.
He approaches a man.
Hey.
Spinning him around, it's not Xavier.
My fault, man. I thought you were somebody I knew.
The next day, Roger walks with Chastity around a sports field. Up the stairs in the parking lot, a uniformed police officer brings his partner a coffee.
Drink up. We don't have a long break.
Even as a kid, I just never liked cilantro.
You're not even gonna taste the cilantro.
See? That's the point. Then why putting it in there?
Listen, can you get my gloves for me in the car?
Right now.
Please. I'd love to see you walk.
Only because you said that. I'm gonna let you enjoy the view.
It's a great one.
As Roger heads up to the parking lot, Xavier approaches to Chastity's left, strolling along the pathway.
Hi, Chastity.
Xavier, what the hell are you doing here?
Just in the neighborhood, visiting some clients. Although, I thought I might run into you.
You don't have any clients in this neighborhood.
Let's just agree to disagree on that, huh? You look nice, however. It's nice to see you.
I have a restraining order against you, and you are well within 100 feet of me.
I'm not supposed to be anywhere near you, I know that. And you're probably afraid of me, but I'm just here to tell you that you don't need to be. All right? If you just give me 10 minutes of your time, I'm sure you'll understand.
Xavier, your time ran out a long time ago.
I thought you were supposed to be Christian. I thought you were supposed to be the one that's supposed to forgive. Look, if you just allow me 10 minutes, that's all I'm asking for, and you understood
the pain that I... Is there a problem over here?
Oh, great. Of course, Roger's with you. Why don't you mind your own business, pal?
I'm making this my business now.
Really?
She obviously doesn't want to talk to you. So let me tell you this, okay? You keep things pushing, there'll be no need for things to get unpleasant.
Xavier takes a swing at Roger, who ducks the punch, restraining Xavier.
Listen to me, okay? If you want to live a long, fruitful life, I advise you to never contact Chastity again.
Let go of me.
Do you understand?
Get the hell off me!
I have a restraining order against him.
I'll take that as a yes.
After running over to them, the two police officers pull Xavier up the stairs to their cruiser.
Out of here. Chastity! You know I love you. Why are you doing this to me?
Later, back at her parents' house, Chastity is joined on the couch by her father.
You know, you could have told me before. Should have.
I know. I just didn't... It's over.
I hope so.
But you were right about him. Once again, you knew better than I did.
Sweetheart, I am not trying to be in a contest with you. Why don't you just believe that I just want the best for you? Ever since you were a little girl, that's all I wanted. I pushed you hard for excellence because I knew life would push you harder.
But you were
were, right? You were. Just wanted to tell you.
Not about me being right. Since the day you were born, you have me beat.
Victor allows his daughter a small smile.
I'm going to bed.
Victor rises to his feet.
Good night.
Night.
The next morning, wind chimes sing outside the window while Chastity slowly wakes up. Pushing aside her thick comforter, she climbs out of bed. Noticing the patio door is open, she gazes outside. On the patio overlooking the ocean sits a white box, gift-wrapped with black ribbon and decorated with white flowers on top. Walking out onto the patio, Chastity cautiously lifts the lid. Inside is a raw cow's heart with a 10-inch nail driven through it.
No. It was him. Who else would do such a sick thing?
An animal heart?
Yes.
He definitely did it. But that's not all that he did.
What do you mean? Roger, what else did he do?
I'm coming to get you.
Later, Chastity arrives at Roger's dojo, where police have arrived. The place has been vandalized.
Oh, Roger, your new place.
Watch your step. This glass over here.
Chastity.
Captive.
She approaches the brown-haired man in his 40s.
Why did you let him go?
He made bail.
He was just arrested last night. Wasn't there going to be an arraignment?
This isn't the city. The judge that's out here, he went fishing. Anyway, we haven't found any prints so far. But guys who do things like this always leave something behind.
He's not going to leave any prints behind. He's a lawyer. He knows exactly what you guys look for.
And you have no idea where he might be?
Oh, he could be anywhere, but... I mean, what good is that going to do if he didn't leave any proof that he did this?
Something's going to come up, Chastity. Okay, we're still collecting evidence.
But one thing we know for sure is that he's still out there. And you can't help me.
Later, Chastity spars with Roger once again.
There we go. Good job.
Chastity does a roundhouse kick.
Damn. Good kick. But you're using too much of your lower body, okay? More balance. You got arms, right? Use them, young lady.
But you said good kick.
Right. But I'm anticipating a kick because that's all you're throwing.
All right. I need a break.
All right, so tomorrow I'm going to teach you how to rip out a man's heart and show it to him before he dies, like the movies, okay?
No, please. I've seen enough hearts lately. Thanks.
They sit together on a bench.
Roger, I do have to get back to the city. I have to get back to my life.
You think that makes the most sense? I mean, maybe you should wait till the cops pick him up.
Well, the cops will pick him up, lock him up, and then he'll make bail. Again, I can't hide forever.
Chastity, this man's dangerous.
Yeah, but if he wanted to kill me, he would have done it the other night when he was in my room.
A man with a mind like that, who thinks like that, think you need to take him more serious.
Are you suggesting that I'm not taking this seriously?
I'm suggesting that you stay smart, stay aware. Why do you think you'll be safer in the city anyways?
And I'm safe here. Roger, I've got to clean this mess up myself. I brought this here, I brought this to you, I brought this to my parents.
You don't need to worry about me.
And you don't need to worry about me. I can handle myself.
A woman with a psychopath stalker. Of course I'm gonna worry about you.
Roger, I just got out of a controlling relationship.
I'm trying to control you. You know that. I'm trying to help protect you.
But that's the problem. You can't. And the presumption that I need a knight on a horse?
No, it's not like that.
Okay. I gotta pack.
Chastity, come on. Are you seriously gonna leave things like this?
What do you mean by things? Us?
Yes, us.
Roger, I thought we both understood. You like things here, I like things there. Remember? Roger, I'm not upset. I'll call you before I leave.
Back at her parents' place.
Hi.
Hey, Mama.
Oh, God, I wish you didn't have to go.
Oh, I know. But it's time.
I'm still gonna worry.
Listen, I had about $7,000 worth of security equipment installed in my apartment. I'll be okay.
Well, one more piece of security won't hurt. I got you a going-away present.
A revolver.
Mama, that's not even wrapped.
Just take it, baby, please.
You just can't give me a gun. It's not legal. Since when do you have a gun anyway?
Girl, everybody on this island has at least one gun. How many cops do you think we have?
Oh, God. Well,
Chastity puts the gun down on a side table.
Just put it in your nightstand. And if it doesn't give you some comfort, it's certainly going to give me some.
Mom, you know they're going to trace my life of crime back to this moment.
Later at the dojo.
Hey,
I'm sorry we argued.
Yeah, me too.
I know you're just concerned about me.
I know you don't need a big, strong man to take care of you. Just can't help it that I'm a big, strong man.
Xavier drives through the night.
You know, no matter what, I always enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, right.
I do. I'm about to get ready for my night run.
So run on over here.
Xavier speeds forward.
You're leaving tonight? Well, how can I convince you to stay another day?
As Roger crosses the road, Xavier plows into him.
What was that?
Roger lies on his back, his eyes open.
Roger?
Xavier speeds around Roger's body as onlookers rush forward.
Roger!
Hey, are you okay?
Roger!
Later at the ER, Chastity bursts into Roger's room, surprising his nurse.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, but I'm a friend of his. You can come in. He's stable for now.
For now? How bad is he?
He's going to make it. You put your mind at ease about that, miss, okay?
Thank God.
But he did sustain a lot of injuries.
Is there anything permanent? Will he walk again?
There's no reason to think he won't make a full recovery. But he is going to be here for a while.
Thank you.
Just take your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sitting on his bed, Chastity gazes at Roger's bloodied face.
Roger, I'm so, so sorry.
Rain streams down the nearby window. Holding an umbrella, the detective walks Chastity to the parking lot.
What a day.
You must be exhausted.
Oh, I don't even have words.
They approach Chastity's SUV.
Thank you, Detective. I think I have it from here.
All right. Get some rest, Chastity.
Thank you so much. I'll try.
He opens her car door.
Thank you.
She climbs in as the detective closes her door and walks away. Pulling out her phone, Chastity writes a text to her mom.
Leaving the hospital now. Be home soon.
Putting aside her phone, she looks over her shoulder.
I didn't leave it open.
Getting out, she walks around to the car's back hatch. Dressed in black, Xavier stands nearby, hidden from view by a post. As Chastity opens the hatch...
The heck?
Xavier rushes up from behind, grabbing her by the arm. Chastity swings her fist, catching his chin. He swings back, hitting her in the face. Chastity's body goes limp, and Xavier lifts her into the back of the SUV, gently closing the hatch. Picking up a tire iron on the ground, he climbs into the car's driver's seat. It's dark out as Xavier gently lays Chastity on one of the benches in the dojo's observation gallery. She wears a makeshift brace on her right leg as she slowly comes to.
Where's your boy Roger now?
Oh, ouch.
Your leg's broken. I mean, it looks broken.
Another way to put it is you broke my leg.
It didn't have to come to this, Chastity.
It didn't come to this. You brought it to this.
And what choice did you give me? Huh? You just shut it all down. Everything. I love you.
Then why are you hurting me?
You hurt me. Yeah, I did some bad things, I know. But I'm a good person. You didn't even give me a chance.
A look of disgust twisting his face, Xavier pulls out Chastity's pistol, pointing it at her face.
What are you gonna do, shoot me?
I don't know, maybe I should. I just have this anger inside me. I don't know what to do with.
Okay.
You know I was better when I was with you? Do you know that?
Xavier, I want to help you. I do.
That's sweet. But it's a little late for that now, Chastity. You did this. You brought out this wrath. And now you're gonna pay.
Sarah gazes out at the driveway through her window.
Still not here? What time is it?
She should have been here 2 hours ago. I don't know why she hasn't called me. She knows I worry.
Let's call her again.
Okay.
We'll call the detective.
Shattered on the ground in the hospital parking lot, Chastity's phone rings. Meanwhile...
I said I'm sorry.
Congratulations.
Don't you have to forgive me?
Why do I have to forgive you for something you did to someone else? Where do you get your rules? The Agnostic's Guide to Christianity?
Meanwhile...
She is not late because she's visiting a friend.
I know. I just have to explore all possibilities.
Nobody's seen her, Sam. We've called everybody we know.
Is it possible she changed her mind and made the last ferry? Drove herself back to the city?
She told me she was coming straight home from the hospital.
Okay, I don't want the two of you to work yourselves up too much. We have patrol cars out there looking. We'll find her.
I'm trying to be the guy you wanted me to be. People can change, you know.
I know. I'd like to think that you're not beyond redemption.
Xavier paces the floor.
Xavier, this has to stop now.
Sitting down, he puts the gun aside.
You're not at the point of no return.
You see that, Chastity?
He stands up, approaching her.
That's all that I wanted? I just wanted you to talk to me and to listen. Am I crazy to think that there might still be something between us, Chastity?
No, you're not crazy to think that.
How can I believe that?
Outside, a police car drives down a street through the darkness and rain. Back at Chastity's parents' house, Victor puts his arm around his wife.
We'll find her.
I know.
We will.
Back at the dojo.
You gotta go back to therapy.
We'll do that.
And I have to be part of it. I can't take your word for it that you're making progress.
Of course. The only problem is... I don't believe you.
Xavier, you don't believe that I sincerely want to help you?
I think you're telling me what you think I want to hear. I mean, look at where we are. How do I know you're not just trying to manipulate me?
By looking directly into my eyes. The eyes always tell. You'll know if I'm lying. I love you.
He moves closer.
I love you.
She punches his throat. Then smashes a glass pitcher on his head and makes a run for it. Xavier grabs her ankle, and Chastity falls to the floor. Flipping her over, Xavier pins her and grabs at her throat. Kicking with her knee, she sends him tumbling to the side. Wrapping her arms tightly around Xavier's throat, Chastity begins to choke him. Xavier's eyes flutter, then slowly close as Chastity tightens her grip. Pushing his body off her, Chastity begins to slide herself backwards on the floor, grimacing as she drags her broken leg behind her. Reaching the side table, she grabs her gun, supporting her weight against the table legs. Pushing herself to her feet, she grimly stands over Xavier, the pistol trained downward at his unconscious body.
I
got wrath too. Lucky for you, I also got mercy.
Outside, Chastity lies on a stretcher ready to be lifted into an ambulance. Two police officers drag Xavier out of the dojo into a waiting Chastity. Squad car.
I love you! Chastity!
Victor runs to his daughter's side.
Oh my God. We were worried out of our minds.
I'm okay. It's just a broken leg.
Your mother's gonna meet us at the hospital. I'm coming with you, all right? I love you.
The EMTs begin to lift the rolling stretcher. Sometime later, lying in a bed in the hospital, Roger's eyes begin to flutter open. Sitting in a chair, her arms covered in bruises and wearing a blue hospital gown, Chastity reaches for his hand.
Hey. I obviously missed something.
Visiting hours here are too short, so I came up with this.
Smart woman. Game in the system, huh?
You know it.
Did they get him?
I got him.
You?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Only six more deadly sins to conquer.
Chastity gazes at Roger with her brown eyes. 6 months later, in a prison visiting area, Xavier, wearing his orange jumpsuit, is led by guards to a seat in a booth outfitted with a telephone receiver. On the other side of a thick pane of glass, Chastity sits waiting. Wearing a white power suit with her long black hair hanging off her shoulders, she gazes at Xavier's surprised face as he takes a seat opposite her. Xavier picks up his receiver.
Can't believe you're here.
That makes two of us and everyone else I know.
I'm really glad to see you. How have you been?
That's not why I'm here, Xavier.
Why are you here?
I came for one thing, to forget what's behind me and reach to what's ahead.
Why?
I think it'd do my soul some good.
I'm sorry for everything that I did to you.
Yeah, maybe. Xavier, your anger destroyed your life, and I was not about to let it destroy mine.
You're right.
I did what I came to do.
Hang on, Pat. You know, Chastity, I've got Pearl coming up in a couple of years. Maybe you could put in a good word.
Xavier, how does it always turn right around to you? How is that?
You know, you did forgive me.
I don't think you will ever get it. Do you understand you put me in prison first? I mean, there were no bars, but I still couldn't get out. I was always wondering if you were going to be lurking around every dark corner. My forgiveness is not a gift to you. I forgive you so that I can forget. I forgive you so that I can move on. I forgive you to purge my own wrath.
Am I stupid to think that she'll come visit me again?
I'm never coming back. But I will pray for you. I can do that.
As Chastity hangs up, Xavier looks helplessly through the glass. Later, Chastity returns to her parents' home on the island. She finds her father outside on a stretch of grass overlooking the ocean.
Dad, you want to come back in?
You leading the witness?
Well, old habits die hard.
But wait.
The worst part about it is the itch. It's torture.
The worst part is what could have happened to you.
But it didn't. I'm okay.
Well, we're not okay, sweetheart. What if I lost you? You'd be the stubborn old man who didn't take the chance when he had it to set things right with his daughter.
You're no more stubborn than I am.
I have treated you too much like some extension of myself. But you're your own woman, and you've done real well. You handled this whole thing better than anyone I know would have. Can't tell you how proud it makes me.
Thanks, Dad. I really appreciate that.
I'm just so worried.
Yeah, but it's okay.
He wraps his arms around her.
Things worked out.
I've always been proud of you, Chastity. I'm sorry I haven't said it enough.
Would have been nice. But so glad that you pushed me the way you did.
Oh, so maybe now you'll admit you should have stuck with karate like I wanted.
See, I think you just had to throw a jab in.
A lovable quirk. Sure.
They walk together up the stairs to the house. A biblical quote appears, Proverbs 14:29, KJV 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Johnson Production Group presents Wrath in association with TD Jakes Entertainment, Chastity Jeffries, Michelle Williams, Xavier Collins, Antonio Cupo, Roger Tompkins, Romeo Miller, Sarah Jeffries, Tina Knowles, Victor Jeffries, Peter Bryant, Melanie, Donna Benedicto, Detective Andrew Zakhar. Casting by Judy Lee. Production designer Jordan Ninkovich. Director of photography Mike Cam. Edited by Jason Nielsen. Music by Mario Vera. Supervising producer Oliver DeCagney. Executive producer T.D. Jakes. Executive producer Sean Robinson. Executive producer Timothy O. Johnson, Stacey Mandelberg. Executive producer Derek Williams. Produced by Naveed Sufi. Story by Miriam Day, Gregory Small, and Richard Blaney. Teleplay by Gregory Small and Richard Blaney. Based on the book by Victoria Christopher Murray. Directed by Troy Scott. Associate producers Thomas Stanford, Ngozi Paul, Garrett Van Dusen, Troy Scott, Tim Spence. Stunt coordinators Sylvester Stewart, Chad Sain. Stunt doubles Quentin James Schneider, Adiem Asrat, Trevor Jones, Rochelle Occhio. Production manager Garrett Van Dusen. Set decorator Anna Shearing. Key hairstylist Alicia Chowan. Key makeup artists Jessica Kiom, Aisha Pathan, Danielle DeRosier. Costume designer, O'Neill Drummond. Location manager, Anna Nunes. Production sound mixers, Surya Kiran Mukavili, Brett Sorter. Script supervisor, Samantha Simmingood. Production coordinator, Jeff Demaray. Post-production supervisor, Tim Spence. Post-production coordinator, Jamie Lamb. Visual effects, Marcel Vanderwecken. Sound facilities provided by Maverick Post Group. Hold Me Down, performed by Donna Benedicto, written by Avalon Young. Rain Check, performed by Donna Benedicto, written by Avalon Young. Copyright 2022, Wrath Productions, Inc., all rights reserved. In association with DNA Media, TDJ Entertainment Productions. Logo, Johnson Production Group.